Hey everybody, this week in All Things Fishing, we review the Flambeau Outdoors 4000 Series boxes. On this episode, we'll review the 4007 size boxes, we'll review the 4005 boxes, and the 4001 size boxes. In this episode, we'll go over what these boxes have, what these boxes like, what these boxes come with. Some of them are waterproof, we'll go over tests for the waterproof, and we will also continue the new segment from last week called Lure of the Week. Hey everybody, this week in All Things Fishing, I'm super excited to be recording the 51st episode for the All Things Fishing podcast. And this week, like I said in the introduction, I will be reviewing the Flambeau Outdoors 4000 series boxes. There's two or three boxes in this series that I will be reviewing today. But before we start the show, I'm going to talk about how fishing has been going the past week since I last recorded. I've actually only fished once since I last recorded. That was actually today. Earlier in the day, before I recorded the podcast, I got out. I had a chance to, I didn't catch anything. I had a chance to test out the lure of the week that I guessed for last week. And my guess was wrong. I actually didn't catch anything. None of the lures that I could have guessed actually worked today, including the one that I did guess for lure of the week last week. So really, I'm not surprised. Really, the only spots that I fish for bass are really shallow water. And it was a very hot day today. I'm not surprised that the bass were not hanging out in the shallows like they usually do here. If I were a bass, I would not be hanging out in that very shallow water on a hot, like a 90 degree day like today. But again, the lure of the week that I picked for last week for fishing did not work. Didn't catch anything on it. So really, I'm not sure what lure I'm going to use this week when I'm fishing, or if I get to fish this week again. Not sure what lure I'll be using. Probably the river when I went out today the rivers that I fish are very there's a lot of just like debris in the water, lots of logs and stuff. So I'll probably be using, if I go out again this week, any like spinnerbait or like it doesn't have to be completely, like it doesn't have to be a fully weedless Texas rig or something like that, but just like any relatively weedless lure, like buzzbaits, spinnerbaits, and spinners are actually surprisingly weedless. So that's probably what I'm going to pick for my lure of the week for the next week, and I guess next week on the show we'll see if I'm right. So I'm going to really quick go over the results from my Flambeau Z-Rust infused divider test. So I'll just go over again the test that I did. So the test that I did is what Flambeau supposedly did with one box that had their Z-Rust protection, and then with another box that did not have the Z-Rust protection. So if you listened to the episode last week, I talked about that a bit. And so I went out, I filled a bucket with some salt, with quite a bit of salt, like to where it like was about like the ocean, the same amount of salt in that water as the ocean. And I just put the boxes in there, dipped them in salt water, which is what they did, Flambeau supposedly did. And then you're supposed to rinse them in fresh water, so I did that. And then they were sitting out for 5 days when they started to get like pretty, when one started to get pretty rusted. So, in both boxes, I had the exact same things. So I had one join and swim bait, one bucktail jig, four hooks, and then one spinner, and then one random topwater lure. I had one of each of those lures in both of the boxes that I put out. And the Flambeau box that had the Z-Rust protection did not rust. The only thing that rusted in that box was the blade on one of my cheap spinners that I put in there that I don't really care about. That's all that rusted from that box. And then the box that I put out without the Z-Rust protection, that box, three things started to rust. The pliers started to rust quite a bit. And then all four of the hooks were rusting pretty badly, like to the point where I probably won't use them again. And then the topwater lure, the hooks on the topwater lure also got a bit rusted. So really, not as big of a difference as it showed in the picture from Flambeau. The rust might have developed more in the one without protection if I left it out for a full week. But I didn't really want to get my tackle completely rusted after I had proven that one of them, that the Flambeau one worked. So the end result is basically the Flambeau Z-Earth protection works, maybe not as well as they advertise, but it is absolutely worth paying like a tiny bit extra over their other boxes without the Z-Rust protection. Absolutely worth paying a tiny bit extra, like maybe 50 cents per box for that Z-Rust protection, and it's just worth it to protect your tackle, even if it's not as much as they might advertise. So, like I said in the introduction for this week, we will be reviewing the Flambeau 4000 series boxes. So there are three boxes in this series. And this series, I talked about this last week, I think, but the Flambeau 4000 series boxes are the exact same size as the Plano, the probably more known, the more well-known Plano 3600 stowaway size. So that's the exact same size. Plano Stowaway 3600 size is the same size as the Flambeau 4000 series boxes. I have all three of the boxes that I will be reviewing today. And I decided just like I was gonna do originally do this in like three episodes, but I decided that each of one of these reviews would go by pretty quick, so it's just like a 3600 size box. So I decided to squeeze them all into one episode. So first up, I'm going with the 4007 size box. This is not a waterproof box. This is the cheap, it's the cheap box, the cheapest box that Flambeau offers with Z-Rust protection. It is a very awesome box. I really, really like it. It's durable, not crazy durable, not like a Plano Edge or a Busby box, not like one of those $50 boxes. Not as durable as those, but obviously, like that's why those ones are 50 bucks. And this is like literally $4.50 from Amazon, where I'll be getting the prices today. So yeah, again, this thing is $4.50 from Amazon. Durable enough, and it comes with 12 Z-Rust infused dividers, like enough dividers to cover half the entire box with dividers. So overall, the 4007 size box, I really like. It is a good box. Very like fairly durable. The hinges on the back sometimes pop off, but that is a problem that is very easily fixed. Like very fixable. Takes about 2 seconds to fix, and yeah, so just fixing that problem is not hard at all. But again, the hinges do pop off a bit. I think I've had that happen like 3 times now, but I've had them for like a month. So this is again the Flambeau 4007 size box, not a waterproof box. This is the cheapest box that Flambeau offers with their Z-Rust protection, and it is absolutely a good box. So next up is the waterproof 4001 size box, and this is a again a wa this is like I said a waterproof box with a bulk core design, so no dividers in this box. This is what you're gonna put your stuff like this is where you put your scale. This is where I have two of these boxes actually. This is where I put my scale and my bigger stuff like that in one of them, and then I put in the other one. I put some soft plastics that I think will work for the day. I'll put some bags from my soft plastics, I guess you could say library of soft plastic bags. I just put like in this box you can fit you can I'd say you can fit six, you could comfortably fit six. Really, you could probably squeeze in 10. The soft plastics are gonna get a bit squeezed if you have 10 bags in there. So probably I usually will carry 8 bags of plastics with me, which is as many as you would ever need. And they fit very well in this 3600 size or 4000 size box. So again, that is the waterproof 4005 size box or 4001 size box. Like I said, it is waterproof, and so to test the waterproofness of this box, I held it underwater, completely submerged in water for 5 minutes, and I will say that this box, it took 3 bricks to hold it underwater for 5 minutes. So this thing is very, very buoyant. And like in addition to the 3 bricks, I had some very heavy sinkers in it. So this thing, if you toss it in the water, or like if you drop it off your boat, it is not gonna sink. It's going to like it is like it's not gonna sink unless you like unless like a log somehow comes up and just like drops on top of it. It's not gonna sink, and you're going to get it back. Yeah, so I held it underwater for 5 minutes. I put a paper towel in to see like so because like I took it out. There was no water in it, and not just like no visible water to like the human eye, but like I put a paper towel in it, and it the paper towel, if it had gotten wet at all, if there had been any moisture in the paper towel, I would have been able to see it, and there was no moisture in the paper towel at all. So this box, I'm going to say right now, it's 100% waterproof. I would trust it to put electronic devices in. And this box, the best thing, this box is only $10.50 on Amazon. So this is, again, the box I use for soft plastics, and I have two of them. So one is for soft plastics, and one of them is for my bigger stuff, like a scale. It's snug. The scale is a bit snug in the box, so it barely fits in there. It's just like a regular Cabela's or Bass Pro or Scheels scale. Just like a regular one of those scales, but it fits. It's a bit snug, but it fits, which is really all that matters. So that is the waterproof 4005 size box from Flambeau. Next up is the waterproof, sorry, the one before was the waterproof 4001 size box. And next up is the waterproof 4005 size box. And this box includes, is a 4007 size box. It's the waterproof version of a 4007 size box, except it has a bit of a different configuration with the dividers. So basically, this box comes with eight small dividers, zero SMFuse dividers, and three long dividers. And the compartments in here that you can make compartments big enough to hold spinnerbaits. So you can make compartments in this box big enough to hold spinnerbaits. You can pile like six spinnerbaits on top of each other, which is really a great feature in a box like this. And that's what I like to look for in nicer boxes, like not fancy boxes, but like ones that aren't like super cheap. Like really cheap, just like nothing in them, just like regular, completely regular, boxes. So like with a bit nicer boxes like this, not fancy, but like a bit nicer boxes, that's what I do look for. Like, big enough to put compartments that you can make big enough to hold spinnerbaits is really a big thing. So you don't have to carry around, a whole nother separate box for your spinnerbaits. So that's very good about this box. Again, it is waterproof, and, I held it underwater with the bulk core 4001 box I talked about earlier. I held it underwater for 5 minutes with a paper towel in it, and the paper towel was decently wet. So this box I would not trust with any electronics. It could be a problem with the gasket, the rubber gasket that keeps the water out on my specific model, or like on my specific box. That's probably what the case is. Something just could have happened to it, but it's waterproof enough to put your lures in, absolutely. And like obviously it doesn't really matter if your lures get wet. So this box is very durable. The hinges will never, like, the hinges are very, very sturdy. Same thing with the 4001 box I talked about earlier. The hinges are very, very sturdy. They're never gonna pop off. I can tell the closure, like, it makes a very satisfying click when you close it. You can just tell that is very waterproof, very durable. I dropped it off. I dropped actually the 4001, 4007, so the cheap one, and the 4005. So it's the waterproof divided version of the 4001. The 4007 box. I dropped both of them off the porch off our back porch on accident onto basically a brick patio, and neither of them opened. Neither of them popped open. And the 4007 box, the cheap one, had like five scratches on it, but then the 4005 box had there was nothing on it, no scratches, nothing. So that's you can tell that they did, like, especially when a box like that is this cheap, is like, because the 4005 box is $10.50 on Amazon, just like the 4001. When they're making a box that cheap, you can tell that they've put just a lot of work to make it cheap, like affordable, and also just like very like high performance and stuff that like Flambeau just makes stuff that's cheap and works. So overall, the 4005 size box, I will use it for a long time. I will probably never have to replace it for at least like 5 years, and the Z Rust lasts like 5 to 10 years, as it's advertised to last like 5 to 10 years. But even if the Z Rust like stops working and my stuff starts rusting, you can buy some very cheap replacement dividers on the Flambeau website. I don't think Amazon sells them, but they're very cheap on the Flambeau website. You can just buy like 100 of those for maybe $20. So overall, the Flambeau 4000 series boxes, these are all, again, the same size. You can put all of these boxes that I just reviewed in the exact same places. They all fit They're the exact same size. Overall, I really like them. I do wish that Flambeau would make some more options, some more specific like options for their boxes in this 4000 series. Because the 5000 series, which is the same size as the Plano 3700 stowaway boxes, the 5000 series has a lot more boxes in it, like a lot more different divider configurations, a lot more different depths. You can get like the deep versions, you can get a small, like the thin versions, just like Plano makes. So overall, I really like this series. I wish they would make some more. I wish they would add some more boxes to it. But again, overall, I really like them. The durability is just insanely good for the price and the size. You can put them anywhere. I just overall great boxes from Flambeau. So hopefully that's all for this episode of All Things Fishing. Hopefully this helped you guys. Hopefully this will help you decide what boxes to get. Because it is a bit hard to figure out what, because most people are going to, like, when I started out, I only knew Plano. Like, Plano was the only company I knew, really. And that was the only, like, their sizes, like 3600, 3700, 3400, 3500, those were the only sizes that I knew, and I didn't, and it's hard to figure out. Like, you can't really find on the internet what size stowaway box from Plano would a 4000 series box from Flambeau be. So hopefully this helped you guys. Hopefully next week's episode on All Things Fishing is going to be Plano versus Flambeau. So I'm going to do over the next week, and I have been doing quite a few tests just to see which one of these boxes are more durable. I'll compare the prices on the next episode. I'm really excited for it. So far Flambeau is my favorite company. I don't know. I'll figure that out next week. I'll figure out which one is really my favorite, and hopefully I'll figure out which company you guys should order your boxes from next week on All Things Fishing. So I'll see you guys then.